All right, it's Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk Superintendent Sean Holloway. Sean, just to recap a couple of agenda items. First of all, it looks like we're getting some projects finished up around the campuses, planning to get some new lights in the auditorium. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so in our Performing Arts Center, it's about a, I'm going to say $1.5 million project. So new staging and house lights in there. Definitely no expert on auditorium lighting, but we're excited about, the enhancements that will bring to that space. And it's nice that it's wrapped up. We were able to get in there and use that space for our teachers conference last week. And so looking forward to finalizing the last touches of that with our staff and getting our students back in the auditorium.
Absolutely. And to go on top of that, some lighting projects as well. Can you give us kind of an update on how the baseball and softball field projects are going as of right now?
Yeah, so we're right on our anticipated timeline. Right now, it's a lot of dirt work and leveling dirt, and so when you look out there, it's really what you're looking at is the underlayment of what will eventually be there, and so I think we anticipate our field turf arriving October, November, whether that's put down in place prior to winter or right after, really will depend on weather, but I think we're right on track with that project. We did have a change order for some lighting there. So on our softball field, it's being shifted and moved from its current location, and so the light poles and all of that that goes with it is part of that project, right? And so when you change the level of the dirt, then there's sometimes some issues with those auxiliary projects like the lighting. So that's what that was on our board agenda, but I would say all good out at baseball, softball. We're excited about that. I think our concession stand bathroom building will, sounds like it will be, start going up here in the next few days and completed before winter as well. So
The Oviatt roofing project was completed. I saw that on the agenda. That's one of the older buildings in town for sure, school-wise. Can you kind of give us an update on that and what details you have after the completion of that project as well?
Yeah, I think, the thing that sometimes goes unnoticed with general public is all of the, maintenance repairs that just, have to happen over the course of time. And so... when we think about school buildings and the number of different roofs that you have at one location, it's just not one solid roof. And so as those age, they have to be replaced. And the project at the Oviatt Elementary Building is, not anything special, right? It's always nice to have, roofs that aren't leaking and all of those things. And so that was just one project we had really pushed down the road a bit. And we were definitely at the end of the useful life of the previous roof. And so that was a project that was nice to get completed over the summer as well.
And finally, I saw you guys went through a couple of fundraising presentations at your last meeting. Is there any events coming up or just any details with fundraising or certain things that you would like the public to know?
Yeah, really, so what it was our five or six sole purpose organizations. So for us, that's, our elementary PTO, our middle school, high school PTO, Booster Club, Music Boosters, and then our student foundation organization. And I think somebody tallied up all of their fundraising efforts over the past year, and it equaled right around $400,000, And so, clearly those organizations support our school district. They do a ton of good for us. They're all, very positive, supportive of the district. So we appreciate everything they do for us. The NSF Gala is coming up in November. That's their main fundraising event. I believe they're doing a casino night again this year. But again, that's the night they raise most of their dollars. Our elementary PTOs have been doing their warrior dashes in each of the elementaries really over the last several weeks. That's one of their main fundraisers as well. So, when you hear what those organizations do as a board team, As a superintendent, really what it comes down to is saying thank you to those folks for all their hard work, dedication to what they do for our students and our student athletes and our student performers.
That is Norwalk Schools Superintendent Sean Holloway.